back here on the Panthers Countdown pregame show. Ohio Dominican taking on Lake Erie today at Panther Field. As we mentioned earlier, today is Senior Day. We congratulate the following players who are being honored before today's game at the stadium this afternoon. Linebacker Brent Allerding, safety Justin Bell, offensive tackle Jake Brandt, linebacker Dominic Clay, quarterback Kevin Hattrick, offensive lineman Tyler Hayes, running back Mark Nichols, offensive lineman Gion Solomon, running back Ronnell Spates, linebacker Nico Tanksley, and tight end Nate Weeks. Congratulations, gentlemen. You have done so much for this young football program, and hopefully we'll be able to continue making memories here in the year 2013. It's been a great year for the Panthers thus far. Speaking of the Panthers, our very own Todd Bell caught up with ODU head coach Bill Conley to discuss how much the senior class has meant to the ODU program, as well as to preview this week's matchup with Lake Erie.
Throughout this 2013 football season for the Ohio Dominican Panthers, they've had adversity, playing a couple of games on Thursday nights, having the lights shine a little brighter on them than have been in the past. And then, Coach, you go back to this past Saturday, 16 days off, that's adversity. Wind, rain, reports of hail at times throughout the game, and an offense that was a little bit sluggish, but yet team persevered, comes out on an 18-0 victory last week against Tiffin. Why should last Saturday be any different than the way the season has gone this year?
Yeah, it's kind of the same scenario there, that it was a nice win over there. I can't say the weather was very nice. Like you mentioned, Todd, I mean, it's one of those deals. We saw everything from rain to sunshine to sleet. And, we were a little sluggish. And I think that's because basically the 16-day layoff for the offense. But the defense played lights out. To shut somebody out is amazing. And, you know, the team, again, on special teams, again, was huge for us. And we have to keep that going. That's been the glue that's really kept us together.
Sometimes a defense will watch an offense struggling and then will maybe put a little more pressure on themselves to have to go out and perform. It almost looks like the guys last year just took it on as a challenge, or last week, I should say, took the challenge and said, hey, we're not going to let anything happen here.
I think you're right. I mean, great teams feed off of each other. And, there's times when it's been the other way. And so, you know, you really do have to know when to rise to the occasion, and our kids have been able to do that.
In this day and age of football, 2013, almost the Xbox age, as some people like to call it, where everybody's scoring 45, 50 points a week, this defense of yours now is ranked 13th in the country in scoring defense. That's in all of Division II football, only allowing 16 points a game. You mentioned the shutout. I mean, those are unheard-of type numbers here in this day in football.
Yeah, the game has really been an offensive game the last couple of decades. They've, you know, I think back, 20 years ago or whatever it was when they moved the hash marks in a little bit more, which made it more of a wide field for the offense, and really almost all the rules are made for the offense anymore. You know, you can't cut block as much, that's limited, and things like that. So really it's to shut somebody else, like you said, when teams spread you out and try to get mismatches or you get at least one-on-ones, you have a chance to make some yardage. But I'll tell you what, Coach Cummings and the defensive staff has done a phenomenal job of preparation and they're holding teams that normally score a lot of points to just a few. And, of course, we got a heck of a game coming up where we're going to have to do the same thing.
Yeah, let's talk about Lake Erie a little bit. I don't know if you would call it a gimmick or not, but it's a unique style of offense, the way they line up, the way they utilize players, players in motion. The ball seems to be all over the place. What's the biggest challenge when you watch this Lake Erie team on film, and especially as well as they're playing here as of late offensively?
Well, I think to stop their two big, yardage guys, which is a quarterback and their tailback, or running halfback, actually, in their set, those two guys are big playmakers. You can't let them make big plays. And they're a lot like us, which I think that's a little bit of an advantage. We practice. Our defense practicing is a fast offense, so that helps us out a little bit. But saying that, they're scoring a lot of points against everybody. And, they're one of those things, they might get down by a couple touchdowns, and then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, it's tied up. So, we have to play four quarters. We can't make crucial mistakes. We can't give up big plays, and we got to somehow contain that running back and quarterback.
This is kind of a special day for you. It is Senior Day here at Ohio Dominican. Now, most years, Senior Day would be the last home game. Knock on wood, the Panthers still may have another home game left on their schedule in the postseason if things work out. 10 seniors on this year's team, and this has got to be a very special group for you because these guys were some of the first that you brought in here to this program.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think Nate Weeks, for example, senior captain for us, and Justin Bell were guys that, were here from the early days, and to see them graduate, man, time flies. But it is a special day for them with their parents. and we're so honored to be able to recognize them. And hopefully it will not be their last game on the field. But, you know, we've got to control our own destiny and hopefully win the game so they can play a little longer. But, you know, it's one of those games. It's going to be very emotional. But by the time the ball's kicked off, it's time to get to business.
Coaches always seem to lean on seniors. What has this group really brought to the table this year, though?
I think the things you look for in great senior leadership, you know, guys that, you know, they're the extra coaches on the field, guys that make sure the team stays focused, make sure if there's any situations that need to be handled off the field, they take care of that part of it. And these guys are great leaders by example. I mean, that's the thing you look for in leadership today. You look for leadership by example. They're good students. They work hard, very well respected around the ODU community. And I'm just proud to be their coach.
Yeah, and let's touch upon that real quickly, too, because you obviously put graduation as being first and foremost with any football player that comes into this program. But you guys have been a lot more active out in the community this year, going to schools and reading to young ones, or whether it's helping out at different places around town. That has been very important to this football team this year as well.
Oh, absolutely. We just cracked a couple months ago, we cracked 10,000 community hours. And that's working with the Veterans Administration, you know, as you mentioned, Todd, talking to elementary schools and Right to Read Weeks, homeless shelters, just a variety of community events. You know, I think it's our job as coaches to not only develop winners on the field, but most importantly, develop guys who will go out once their football careers are over and be great leaders in their community, and to develop the whole person is what this game's all about.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time today. Best of luck.
Thanks, Todd.
Panthers and Lake Erie are coming up the top of the hour. We head back to the studios now, and Charlie Danis.
We'll be back with more here on the Panthers Countdown pregame show. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Panthers football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University prepares you for a fulfilling career. ODU is ranked highly among Ohio's colleges in a recent survey that measured lifetime return on investment. Ohio Dominican is Central Ohio's only comprehensive Catholic Dominican University and offers more than 50 majors and graduate programs, including exercise science, sport management, and more. Through ODU's Evening Degree Accelerated Program, you can advance your career by attending class just one night a week. Apply today at ohiodominican.edu.
Ohio Dominican University is proud of the military veterans and those now serving in the Reserves and National Guard who are Ohio Dominican students. We support our veterans through the Patriots Program and financial aid resources, which include a 25% tuition discount to all military veterans, including those on active duty, the Reserve, and the National Guard. Discounts also apply to their spouses in our Working Professional Bachelor's and Master's Degree Program.
To the Panthers Countdown pregame show. Today, the Ohio Dominican Panthers get set to take on the Lake Erie Storm today at Panther Field. Let's now go to that very place as we say hello to the two gentlemen who will be calling the action this afternoon, Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Todd, if you go by the team's records only, logic would dictate that this would be an easy win for Ohio Dominican. However, as we discussed earlier in the pregame show, the Panthers defense is going to be tested by a Storm offense that has been on a roll as of late.
It may not be a better offense right now in the conference, Matt Natale, than the Lake Erie Storm and what they have been able to accomplish here as of late. They lead the conference in total yards. They are second by just a couple of points in scoring, and they have got some weapons. This is a team that has improved since last year, and they have given some of the best in this conference a lot of fits. So the Panthers, they've got their work cut out for them, as Coach Connolly just talked about.
That's absolutely correct. And, Todd, we were talking before the game. I was driving over here this morning and all of a sudden got this strange nervousness about this game today. You know, you got to give credit to Lake Erie. They, you mentioned where they're ranking in the conference. They're coming off a week against Walsh where they scored a school record 63 points and had over 700 yards of offense. And, you know, we can't sleep on these guys. We saw the tremendous effort that the defense put forth last week against Tiffin and was pretty much the difference in the game, as the offense never really got going against Tiffin. And we're going to need another defensive day like that today.
And the defense, I don't know where I want to go with this. It's windy. So let's go there and then go. The offense is going to have some decisions to make today. The wind is blowing right to left. So if you're going toward the parking lot end away from Panther Parkway offensively, it's going to be a disaster today.
Yeah, I'm glad that Mark Nichols and Brandon Schoen are wearing the black and gold. And not the green and white of Lake Erie, because it's going to be a struggle. I was down on the field before the game, and Mark Miller was going through some of his passes and progressions, and that ball was just kind of sailing on him a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see for both teams how the passing game develops here today.
All right, Panthers have made their way out onto the field. It is senior day. They've all been honored. And when we come back, we'll have the opening kickoff of today's game. Lake Erie and Ohio Dominican, week 9. Coming up, Charlie.
Thank you very much, Todd. After this commercial break, we'll finally be ready for some football. You have been listening to the Panthers Countdown pregame show here on your home for Ohio Dominican football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
Today, the ninth-ranked Ohio Dominican Panthers look to move to 9-0 as they get set to take on the Lake Erie Storm this afternoon in Columbus. Todd Bell and Matt Natale will call the action from Panther Field as Ohio Dominican Panthers football starts right now.
Second touchdown catch of the day.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education first, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, the search for truth happens here. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Big pumps, going for a deep ball over the middle, and that's intercepted by Justin Bell right at midfield. Justin Bell gets his first interception of the season, his fifth of his career.
From Panther Field on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to week number 9, as today the ninth-ranked Ohio Dominican Panthers, with a record of 8-0, 7-0 in the GLIAC South, will take on the Lake Erie Storm, a record of 3-6. And 2-5 in the GLIAC South. Hi again, everybody, alongside Matt Natale. This is Todd Bell. Charlie Danis will be back at the studios all afternoon long giving us updates. Last week, the Ohio Dominican Panthers defeated Tiffin by the score of 18-0. The defense allowed just 158 total yards. Brandon Schoen, 152 and a touchdown. Mark Nichols had 109 yards as well. Justin Bell, a fumble recovery and interception. Last week, the Lake Erie Storm defeated Walsh 63-41, racking up 771 yards of total offense. Brendan Gallagher had 422 yards passing on the day. Anthony Bylaw had 159 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. Ohio Dominican leads this overall series 4-2. Panthers came away with the victory a year ago up in Painesville. Ohio Dominican will be receiving the ball first. Lake Erie kicking away in the all-white look today with the Kelly Green numerals trimmed in black, the green headgear with Storm on the side and white face mask. ODU in the home black, the yellow numerals and piping, the white trim, the flat black helmet with the yellow D-paw. Kyle Galbraith has it teed up, and we are underway from Panther Field, and Mark Nichols will watch it sail over his head into the end zone for a touchback, and the Ohio Dominican offense will come onto the field for the first time at the 25-yard line. Led by junior quarterback Mark Miller out of Cincinnati Elder, making his 20th start today, completing 68% of his passes for over 1,800 yards. He is tied for third in the conference with 16 touchdowns on the season. Ohio Dominican offensively, fifth in total offense, fifth in scoring offense, averaging 36 points a game. Senior Mark Nichols will open up as the back, 6-foot, 205-pound senior out of Newark Catholic, 109 yards last week, and he has been on a tear here throughout the middle portion of this season. ODU left to right as we are underway from the 25-yard line. Miller with two receivers to his left. H-back is Weeks, and a quick throw here to Ronald McLeod. 25, 30, and ridden out of bounds near the 32-yard line. The receivers are McLeod, a sophomore out of Shaw in Cleveland. Abe Johnson, a junior out of Cincinnati Taft, and Des Stewart, a sophomore out of Walnut Hills in Cincinnati. Mention Nate Weeks. He is a captain out of Marysville and a senior H-back for the Panthers. The offensive line after this play. Second down and two coming up for ODU as Miller will turn and give to Mark Nichols. Tries to get to the outside, slowed down, and will lean forward shy of the first down marker. Michael Kelke, a sophomore out of Fenwick, will start at center. Perrin Cunningham, junior guard on the left side. Keon Selman getting the start today, senior on the right side. Jake Brandt, senior right tackle, making his 41st start of his career today. And Jared Howard, a junior, out of Dublin Kaufman is the left tackle. Third and less than a yard now, and out of the pistol, Mark Miller will have Mark Nichols standing behind him. H-back Weeks is to his right and now will motion to his left. On third down and less than a yard, Miller will turn and give to Mark Nichols. Cuts up field. He'll have the first down and more to the 40. He's to midfield. He's straight down the center. Now cuts to his right. He's to the 20. It's a foot race that nobody will win other than Mark Nichols. 66 yards, and Mark Nichols, just like that, puts the Panthers in the end zone.
Great job by Mark Nichols there, finding the hole up on the offensive line. He took it to the right side over the right tackle, Ben Kofer, and in between Jake Brandt there at the guard and tackle position, and busted it loose for 63 yards on third down. Todd, we talked about it a lot last week with the inefficiency on third downs with this offense. We'll take that first down and the touchdown.
And Brent Wally will come out and try an interesting extra point.
Yeah.
It's only a PAT, but it is directly into the wind. Tyler Hayes snaps it back. Mikey Snyder puts it down, and the point after is up. And it is good. Just like that. 63 seconds into the game, the Panthers go 75 yards for the game's first score. With a timeout on the field, it's Ohio Dominican 7, Lake Erie nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained to prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A little bit of MAC action on Tuesday night as Bowling Green defeated Miami of Ohio by a score of 45-3. The Falcons now trail Buffalo by one game in the Eastern Division of the Mid-American Conference. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Matt Natale and Todd Bell.
Charlie, thank you. Brent Wally has the ball teed up. It'll be kicking straight into this wind, and he'll keep it along the ground, and it'll roll and be picked up at the 20-yard line, and a return out near the 30, and on that return is Billy Kroom, and that's where this Lake Erie offense will come onto the field for the first time today, led by quarterback Brendan Gallagher. He is a senior, and Gallagher, 2,700 yards passing on the season, completing 72% of his passes, 20 touchdowns on the year for Gallagher, and he'll lead the highest totaling offense in the conference, averaging 577 yards of total offense. They are second in the conference in scoring, averaging 39.6 points a game, playing the best defense in the GLIAC statistically. First down, throw, and it's going to be caught, and Justin Bell will make the tackle at the 40-yard line, and this is this offense. Mike Thomas will make the catch. They're going to get right back to the line of scrimmage and be snapping the ball quickly. Thomas, a freshman halfback, if you will. First down from the 40-yard line, and Gallagher will turn, and he will hand it off. Anthony Bylaw right up into the teeth of the defense, and he will be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Bylaw, he is a sophomore, 1,300 yards, almost 6 yards a carry, and 21 touchdowns, and it seems like every week he's having big game after big game.
That's right, Todd, 5'7", 170 pounds. Might be hard for some of these GLIAC defenses to see a little guy like that coming out of the backfield, but great season that he's been having here for the Storm.
Tommy Jackson will go in motion. Four receivers right. Quarterback Gallagher will keep up into the hole. Nico Tanksley will bring him down at the 45-yard line. That'll be a gain of about five on the play. It'll be third and about six. I mean, they're just going to have players lining up all over the place. Tommy Jackson, Aaron Lindgren are going to be halfback. Shane Van Fletteren and Andrew Schickler will be wide receivers. Again, Bylaw is a threat not only on the ground but catching the ball. Third down, they snap it to Gallagher. Steps to his right, steps up in the pocket. Now we'll try and run. Dominic Clegg will team up with Brad McCurdy or make that Justin Bell on the tackles well shy of the first down. And you can see right now they have assigned somebody to quarterback Brendan Gallagher. He'll remind you a little bit of Paul Kempe up at Walsh that we saw, a guy who's going to look to scramble right away. They didn't do a good job on Kempe that day, and already they've done a nice job on Gallagher two plays in.
Right. It's a big passing team, and if it's not there, he's got the ability to tuck it and run. And nice job by Justin Bell and Dominic Clegg there to spy that run and get the tackle. Nice tackle for two seniors here today.
David Bolliott will punt it away, and with this wind, he'll spiral it high into the air that Justin Bell will fair catch inside the 15-yard line. So a three and out by Lake Erie. Great start for the Ohio Dominican defense that, Matt, could not have played better last week.
All right, we saw a couple players come back on the field for the Panthers last week, particularly DeAndre Harrison, who got injured against the aforementioned Walsh team with the dislocated elbow. And, you know, we had those 16 days in between Finley and Tiffin last week where players were able to get a little healthier and heal some bruises and bumps and scrapes and even worse injuries. And they certainly showed that they got healthy over that bye week with the performance they put up last week against Tiffin.
Ohio Dominican will take over at its own 14-yard line, leading 7-0. And Brandon Schoen into the backfield will get his first carry of the day. He'll move right up into the defense, and he'll be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. So no gain for the sophomore out of Olentangy Orange. 806 yards coming in, averaging over 6 yards per carry, which is second best in the GLIAC. He is also eighth in the conference in yards per game, and right now with 5 touchdowns on the season. They will credit Schoen for a gain of a yard on second down. It'll be 2nd and 9 for ODU with 2 receivers left and Ronald McLeod to the near side. Panthers left to right. They'll roll Miller out to the left. His first throw that way will be caught by Des Stewart. Puts his head down and nowhere to go. Good gang tackling effort by the Storm. Out near the 19, they'll actually give him out to the 20-yard line. That'll be a short gain, and it'll be 3rd down and a little more than 4 coming up now for the Panther offense. And if the Panthers are going to throw and it's going to be this way, it's going to be real short like that one was.
Well, and luckily, Todd, we have a lot of those types of pass plays in the playbook. We've seen it all year long with the little out passes towards the sidelines, high percentage passes, and I think they're going to need to hit those today because of that win.
Under 11 to play here in the first quarter, and a quick snap to Miller, who didn't look ready. Now will throw. It'll be caught by Abe Johnson and tackled at the 26, but that'll be good for a 1st down. Everybody looked like a step off except for center Michael Kelke, who was ready to get the play going. And Abe Johnson with a fine catch and a 1st down for ODU.
Yeah, Miller looked a little surprised when that ball was coming in his direction, but he was able to adjust and get the ball to Abe Johnson and get the 1st down.
So the Panthers will move it. Dot to the 26, 1st down and 10. Schoen remains in the backfield. Panthers on the near side hash mark. Quick throw out here to McLeod. 25 moves forward to the 30 and collared down at the 31-yard line. And Ronald McLeod out there lowering the boom on one of the defenders that time for Lake Erie.
Yeah, and you could hear it from the fans there on the sidelines. They saw a nice big hit there on McLeod to try to get loose and get the extra yards.
It'll be a pickup of about 4 on the 1st down throw out to Ronald McLeod, averaging 10 yards per carry on their catch on the season. And on 2nd down, it's Brandon Schoen. Surveys room to his left. Not a lot is there. About a gain of a yard. Marcus Rogers, junior linebacker, will make the tackle. Well, we talk about the Storm offense and how good it is. Their defense is completely on the flip side of that. They are last in the conference in yards allowed, over 500 a game, and last in points allowed, 43 per contest. That's why every one of their games are 55-50 and 63-41 when you look up and down their schedule.
Yeah, that's why their offense is putting up such big numbers, because they have to try to keep up and win games.
3rd down and 5 for ODU. They'll need the 37-yard line for a 1st down. 2 receivers to the left for Miller. Brandon Schoen right up on the hip pocket of Miller, who will throw. Storm rush 4. Deep ball down the right side. Hangs up. McLeod comes back and makes the catch and is down at the 30-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 38 on the play, and the heads-up play by McLeod to come back and make the catch.
Yeah, nice adjustment by McLeod there to get turned around and get in front of the defense. the ball kind of hung up there in the air a little bit. The wind kind of carried it a little bit, and he came back, made the adjustment, and made the big catch.
First down and 10, football at the 31 of Lake Erie, and it's Brandon Schoen sweeping to the right, moves over the 30 and to the 29-yard line. Short gain for Brandon Schoen. And the Panthers offense, you want to talk about balance. 235 on the ground, 234 through the air. When you watch the Panthers on film as an opponent, you got to pick your poison. Which one are you going to try and stop on a weekly basis?
Well, and the fact that you've got Mark Nichols and Brandon Schoen, two different style runners coming out of the backfield, it's almost like you have to prepare for three different types of offense.
Second down at 8. Lake Erie jumps off sides and made contact. So it'll be the Panthers getting 5 yards here. Lake Erie is a team that is last in the conference in penalty yards against. They allow over 70 yards in penalties per week. So this will be 5 against the Storm. And the Panthers, instead of 2nd and 8, will have a 2nd down and 3. And as you can tell, you may be able to hear, the wind is easily as bad as it has been all season long.
It's moving some furniture.
It is. Second down and short for ODU now as Miller will turn, gives to Schoen, sweeps to the right to the 25, lowers his head, knocked out of bounds near the 21-yard line. So a short gain again, but it's going to be right at the first down marker. We'll wait and see if it's going to be enough. Kyle Hurth, a junior, made the tackle.
We saw Brandon Schoen was pretty much the highlight on offense last week. The 58-yard touchdown run was really the only bright spot of that game for the offense last week. He was able to get into the end zone, unfortunately missed the extra point, but named the team's offensive skill player of the week, and that was the play that pretty much got it for him, so hopefully get clicking again here on offense this week.
Third down and short, Abe Johnson comes in motion, fake it to him on the jet sweep. Miller will keep it himself, moving right, and will have the first down. As he gets his way to the 20-yard line, he'll pick up 3, and a play that really was a bread-and-butter play, the shovel jet, as we ended up calling it last year, because remember, they would toss it forward, and it would go as a passing play for Miller. Really hasn't been part of the playbook this year, but Miller able to keep that time and get the first down.
Yeah, nice gritty move by their Mark Miller there to get the extra yards. Took kind of a hit there running out to the right, but got the first down and down here close to the red zone.
7:45 to play in the quarter. Miller to throw. He's got Nate Weeks at the 15, up to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Nate Weeks, touchdown! 21 yards, the first career receiving touchdown for senior Nate Weeks.
Good to see Nate Weeks get in the end zone here on senior day. The captain has played 18 games, 6'3", 235 pounds out of Marysville. I think they kind of offered that one up to him here as a salute on senior day.
I do want to correct myself. That's his second of the year. He had the one in the Finley game caught that lob pass over in the right corner of the end zone. Brent Wally out to try the extra points. Hayes snaps it back. Snyder puts it down, and the kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 7:39 to play first quarter. Panthers are 2-for-2 in scoring possessions today. They lead 14-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Big night on Thursday night in terms of college football. Number 6 Baylor taking down number 10 Oklahoma 41-12. And number 5 Stanford once again defeating Oregon. The third-ranked Ducks go down to the Cardinal by a final score of 26-20. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
And for the Panthers, that was a very nice 10-play, 86-yard drive in 4 minutes and 23 seconds. And Matt, most importantly there, able to drive into the wind. They now have 2 touchdowns going into the wind in this first quarter. and able to complete passes as well, and especially a big one to Ronald McLeod, who is out there, probably Daquan Harris, out there holding the football for Brent Wally, who will line drive kick it, and Jackson's got it back near the 10. He's out to the 20, to the right sideline 30, out to the 40, and finally Harris will knock him out of bounds at the 45. Jackson, only his longest kick return of the year was 23. I don't know what that was, but it was longer than 23. And Lake Erie will have good field position, trailing 14-0 with 7.5 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, just getting back to that offensive scoring drive we just saw, Todd, I think one of the important things was, and we talked about it during the last drive, is the balance of the pass with the run. And we saw some success with the running, or the passing game, excuse me, on that drive. But also mixed in the run well that really set those passes up and were able to march down the field and get some points.
So first down and 10 Lake Erie from their own 48-yard line, and the all-white look going right to left today. 7:33 to play first quarter. They bring a man in motion. Now they'll option to Mike Thomas, near side, 45, hit and thrust. Wow, what a hit! Sidney Omame got a hold of him and held him up for Brad McCurdy to come flying through and plaster him to the turf.
I think I felt that up here, Todd. He just lowered the boom on that one. Nice job, nice pursuit by Omame, and to set up the huge tackle and drop him for, maybe a short loss.
Second down and long now for Lake Erie. Gallagher throws it out to the far side. That'll be caught by Chester. And Chester on the Lake Erie sideline will be down roughly the 44 of Ohio Dominican. So that'll be a gain of almost 9, and they'll be just short of the first down marker. You look at Chester, senior, averaging almost 12 yards a catch, has a touchdown on the season, only his 12th catch of the year. And it'll be third down and one now for Lake Erie. Gallagher takes the snap. He'll keep it himself up into the hole, and Coley Culbertson will make the tackle, but not before Gallagher will pick up a Lake Erie first down. So they will move the chains. That is their second first down of the first quarter, and they'll have it at the Ohio Dominican 40 with 6:33 to play in the quarter.
Yeah, nice job by Cody Culbertson to prevent big yardage on that play. That was one of those Brandon Gallagher sneaks that we were talking about there from the first drive.
And they'll throw it out here near side to Mike Thomas, upfield to the 35 and drug down from behind by Culbertson at the 31-yard line. Another gain of 9, and freshman Mike Thomas, he's a guy that they'll utilize in a variety of ways, and that is his 19th or make it 20th catch of the season for the wing back out of McDonald, Ohio. Second down and a yard. The Storm will stack three receivers to the right. Bylaw is in the backfield, and they will give to Bylaw. Shifts his feet, makes a nice move into the hole, and now Justin Bell closes and brings him down short of the first down marker.
Wow,
Bylaw had it,
yeah.
And Bell comes out of nowhere.
I thought with that nice little spin move that he was able to shake the defender, there was nothing but real estate out of there, and Bell came out of nowhere and picked up the big tackle for no gain.
So, Well, forward progress is going to actually give him the first down. I don't know about that, but either way, Justin Bell, who is an All-American candidate, preseason All-American, made a fantastic tackle right there. He leads this team with over 9 a game. They'll pitch it out near side. Culbertson misses Bylaw, but the rest of the troops are there, and Bylaw will just get out of bounds and save his life, and he'll lose 2 on the play.
How about this defense so far, Todd? They're all over. They got the linebackers, the defensive line, doing a nice job of spying the ball and seeing where it's going. They got a lot of these handoffs that they were doing out of the backfield, pitches, options, and it's not fooling the defense at all.
Second down now, and we'll call it 12. Three receivers to the right for Gallagher. He'll roll that way, steps up, throws a short ball. Chester's got the catch, and Warren Shields will bring him down at the 23-yard line, short of the first down by about 3. And so they get Jamon Chester involved again. And the tempo offense of the Lake Erie Storm will get right back to the line of scrimmage here on third down and a little bit more than 3 yards to go. They will stack three receivers over here to the near side. One to the right, Bylaw in the backfield. They'll throw over here to Thomas. He'll move forward, and he'll be short of the first down. May hear some of the fans on a couple of plays now here to the near side have been asking for holding penalty. Thus far has not been called. It'll be fourth and 2, and the Storm will go for it.
Yeah, I don't blame him for doing that here. It's 24 on the 24-yard line with the wind whipping around like this. I don't think the percentage is very high for getting a field goal here.
And it's Bylaw up into the hole, and a good surge by the Storm line is going to give Anthony Bylaw a first down. He averages almost 6 yards per carry. They felt comfortable that they could get the first down. And to Bylaw's credit, he took the handoff and went straight up into the hole. No dancing around this time. And they will move the chains. So the Storm with another first down, 4:35 to play first quarter. They trail 14-0. And Gallagher now and the rest of the Storm offense will look to the sidelines. Three receivers to the right here for Gallagher, with a receiver Van Fletteren over here to the near side. And Gallagher looks to throw deep over the middle. It's on the ground and incomplete near the goal line. Chester, the intended receiver. Datewan Harris was the man in coverage for the Panthers. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, pass was a little low right off the tops of his shoes, and was unable to pick it up. It would have put him right on the goal line there. And so we're still here in the red zone. First time in the red zone today.
And one of these trick plays that the Storm will run. Four of their linemen are to the right. Now Gallagher's going to keep. He's going to come to the left, 30, after 20, and down to bounds near the 15. Didn't even have time to set it up. They said four linemen right. They had a wishbone out of the shotgun in the backfield and one receiver left, and it just becomes a numbers game for Lake Erie. It's all part of the gimmick style of their offense. Gain of about three or four. It'll be third and six now for Lake Erie.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what they're trying to accomplish on that. It looked like some kind of gimmicky high school play.
Gallagher now will throw, looking over the middle, lobs it back in the end zone, and it is caught by Schickler for a touchdown. Andrew Schickler, even though he is 6'4", managed to get lost over the middle, and Lake Erie into the end zone here in the first quarter to cut the lead in half.
It looked like the defense wasn't quite set yet. They've got that high-tempo offense, no huddle. Lake Erie does, and Ohio Dominican just looked a little confused on it and left Schickler wide open to cut the lead in half, as you said.
And Kyle Galbraith will come out and try the point after. 36 out of 42 on the season. Ryan Bedard does their snapping, and Colin Brandt does the holding. A good snap. The placement is down, and the kick is up, and it is good. 4:08 to play now in the first quarter, and our score is Ohio Dominican 14 and Lake Erie 7. Sodexo Education, the official dining and facilities partner of Ohio Dominican University, is a proud sponsor of the Black and Gold Club and Panther Athletics. Sodexo is the leading provider of food and facilities management services in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, serving 10 million customers in 6,000 locations every day. Sodexo Education and the Panthers, a winning team. Impressive drive by Lake Erie, set up on the good kick return as well to give them good field position. And they march down the field and get a much-needed touchdown to make it 14-7 now, Ohio Dominican.
Plus, they converted on that fourth down there, down on the opposite end of the field. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why they're one of the most prolific offenses in the league. We were talking about in the pregame show with the amount of points and yards that they put up per game. I mean, 771 last week. It's just astronomical. That's the Xbox type of numbers that you were talking about with Coach Conley in the pregame. And you know, the defense looked like they were a little bit confused towards the end. I don't know if that gimmick play before the scoring play kind of confused them, but tight end was left wide open for the score, and as the football gets blown off the tee for Lake Erie here. And you know, it's back to work for the offense, and so far they've looked really good. And two really good-looking drives, balancing the pass at the run to get in the end zone twice. And we're trying to do it here again with 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
And the ball comes off a tee for a second time. And so Ryan Bitzler is going to have to come in and hold the football here for the place kicker, Galbraith. Again, you can hear the wind whipping around. And, it's, I mean, if it wasn't windy, this would just be an ideal, perfect day for the second weekend in November. But it is blowing, making it less than ideal. Kickoff is away towards the far sideline. It will go out of bounds, and the wind partially had something to do with that as it went out. So the Panthers will have tremendous field position here to start their third possession. Well, two drives, two scores. Mark Miller is 6-for-6 passing for 81 yards today. Wouldn't have believed that at this stage of the game. Mark Nichols, a 66-yard touchdown run already on the day. And Ronald McLeod's got three catches for 48 yards already in today's game. First and 10 from the 35 for ODU. Last possession, they started from their own 14 and managed to go right down the field and score.
Might have more offensive yards than we did the whole game last week.
We're pretty close.
Yeah.
certainly in the first half.
Right.
There's no question. They've only had two possessions here today. They'll go both Schoen and Nichols in the backfield, and it's Nichols on first down up into the hole and will carry a tackler over the 40-yard line. Junior linebacker Marcus Rogers, almost seven tackles a game and an interception on the season, will make the tackle, but not before Nichols will pick up six.
We got Nichols back in the game after we saw Brandon Schoen on the last offensive series. We saw this last week with an every other drive type of approach where they're switching out Nichols and Schoen.
And with them both in there, Schoen will get the carry this time. Good cut up field over the 45 to the 46. And a first down for Brandon Schoen. And the first there is Mark Nichols to pick him up and help him up. Brandon has battled a couple of nagging injuries this year. A little groin issue up at Northern Michigan earlier in the season. Had the rib injury in the Finley game. And, boy, you got to keep both these guys healthy as you try and close out this season and play for another season. Miller, quick throw out to the left for Abe Johnson. Gets a block by Stewart downfield. 50 to the 40. And drug down from behind at the 35-yard line. 19 yards for Abe Johnson and a great block by Des Stewart downfield.
Yeah, that was the key to that play, Todd. That block downfield by Des Stewart. And how great has this team been so far with this, these little short out passes? They run them so much that the receivers have become quite really good blockers downfield.
So it'll be first down. They'll sweep left with Mark Nichols. Get to the corner, to the 30, down the sideline, to the 10, to the 5. Mark Nichols, 35-yard touchdown run, his second of the game. Zip, bam, boom. Touchdown, Panthers.
Yeah, nice job by Mark Nichols getting out to the sideline. We struggled last week, but we hit that edge and then try to turn it, but the Tiffin defense was all over it. That's kind of been bread and butter in the running game this year with Nichols and Schoen, is getting out to the sideline, turning the corner, and hitting that burst. And that was about as perfect as you could get on that play for Mark Nichols to get in the end zone and extend the lead here with about 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
And Brent Wally for the extra point here for ODU. Missed last week. He had made 117 straight prior to his failed point after last week. He will knock this one through. And it is 21-7 now in favor of Ohio Dominican with 2:54 to play in the first quarter. Well, it has been a very active week on campus with some of the other sports for Ohio Dominican. We'll start with the volleyball team, who was victorious last night against Lake Erie College, 3-1. They will play host to Ashland today at Alumni Hall at 5 p.m. Women's soccer back on Tuesday lost to Ferris State in the GLIAC tournament quarterfinals here at Panther Field. They lost in penalty kicks 2-1. And Coach Meade's ladies end the season with a record of 7-4-1. But to get to the GLIAC tournament with all the injuries they had this year is a testament to their play this season. Probably the biggest news right now currently for Ohio Dominican sports is the men's soccer team that defeated Lake Erie here last night in the GLIAC tournament semifinals. And now they beat them 2-0. Now we'll host Saginaw Valley State tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the GLIAC tournament championship game. That would be a automatic berth for Ohio Dominican into the national tournament with a win. Still likely to get into the national tournament anyways. A couple of weeks ago, they were first in the region. But that would be a great way to end the season, regular season and postseason champions. That kickoff straight up into the wind and managed to be caught by Van Flutteren. And Lake Erie will have good field position. Just to close out real quick, basketball, by the way, starts this week on campus. Two games for the men, Tuesday night against Urbana, Thursday night against Bluefield State. The women will open up next Saturday at Cedarville. All those games can be heard on our official online partner, PressBoxProductions.net. Again, basketball Tuesday night in Alumni Hall. Okay, 21-7 Panthers, 2:54 to play first quarter. Lake Erie going with the win to our right from the 35, and Gallagher will throw to the right. Schickler, the catch at the 40, broke one tackle and is dropped out near midfield by Brad McCurdy, but that'll be a pickup of 16 yards and a first down, and this Storm offense is able to move the football here today a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good thing our offense is clicking on all cylinders because they're having no problem throwing the ball around despite this win.
Lake Erie went 3-0 on its opening possession, scored on its last, and now we'll have it for the third time here today. Brendan Gallagher now with three receivers to his left will shift Bylaw to his left, give it to him, and Bylaw going to be slowed down right at the line of scrimmage again. Boy, it has been tough sledding here in the first quarter for Anthony Bylaw. Jordan Murph, a sophomore out of Cincinnati Winthrop, with the tackle. It'll be second and 11.
Yeah, the defensive line is doing a tremendous job so far bottling up that running attack of theirs. And, you know, they're getting good pressure in the backfield. We've already seen it from Omame and company. And
Gallagher now will throw and actually step up in the pocket. Got by one. Now will dive forward and have a first down out near the 38-yard line. Nico Tanksley just couldn't quite bring him down.
Yeah, again, I mean, that's that play that we've seen where if Gallagher's not checking down and nothing's there, he's tucking and running, and so far I've done a good job spying on that, but missed it on that one, and they got a big gain for a first down.
From the 37-yard line of Ohio Dominican, Lake Erie with 1:45 to play in the quarter, it'll be Gallagher to keep after the fake handoff, moving his way into traffic, and we'll get close to another first down. Well, when you just look at him, he doesn't look like a quarterback who's going to run the ball a lot, but he came in with right around 120 carries on the season. And he has been active now here in the first quarter, picks up 9 there. Second down. Thomas comes in motion. They give to him. Busted up by Culbertson in the backfield. Thomas gets away. Penalty marker comes in. Boy, two of them come in, and then the Panthers have a trio of Lewis, Harris, and Shields make the tackle, but give credit to Cody Culbertson for blowing that play up at the inception.
Yeah, Culbertson got right into the backfield. It kind of disrupted the play a little bit and was able to slow it down and get his teammates in there on the tackle. See what happens here with all the laundry on the field, though. I would probably say some kind of holding on
Lake Erie. I would gather. Again, we apologize for the wind. Wind gusts of up there 30 miles per hour were expected today. Coach Conley is saying, yes, we want to take this penalty, whatever it is, and move them backwards a little bit. It ends up being a block below the waist here against Lake Erie. So they would have had third and short. Now it'll be second and about 11 to go here for Lake Erie. This is a team that was picked fifth by the coaches in the GLIAC South prior to the start of the season. They will wrap up their campaign next week against the Tippin Dragons up in Painesville. Penalty comes all the way back to the 43, so it ends up being second down at about 15. And Gallagher going to look to throw, scrambles again, running to his left, 35, and falls down at the 33-yard line. So he'll pick up about 9, and it'll be third and 7 coming up now for the offense.
Oh, yeah, Todd, I think they missed quite the holding call there on Anthony. Anthony Smith was getting held all day there on the right side of the line, and if I could see it from up here, I don't know what they were looking at.
Third down play coming up. Gallagher takes a shotgun snap, steps up, throws over the middle, and it's caught. Rolling catch at the 24-yard line. That is DeMarco Rojas, a freshman who will move the chains for the Storm. They'll have it first down inside the Panther 25.
Boy, we're seeing a lot of receivers coming out here for Lake Erie today. We have Rojas, Schlickler, Van Fleeteren, Mike Thomas, Lindgren, everybody. They're getting everybody involved.
First down and 10. That's why you're so hard to defend. Gallagher on first down. Going to throw back left, and that's well overthrown and incomplete. I don't know if he intended to overthrow that, but it's a good thing because Aikens was there and Justin Bell was hovering in the neighborhood as well.
That's the thing. Gallagher has 8 interceptions on the season, averages about out to 1 per game. And, you know, when you throw the ball around as much as they do, I mean, that's about what you could expect. So.
That's not a bad number, 8, for as many times as they throw. And he completes 72% of
right.
his passes. So he's a pretty accurate quarterback. Second down and 10, look to throw again. Out of the backfield, Bylaw's got the catch to the 20.
Ooh,
and Martavius Lewis collars him down. A flag has come in. It wasn't a face mask. Now we'll wait and see what they call. Only one official threw a flag, and he was nowhere close to the play. It was not a face mask. The only thing they could call, I don't know what they could call here.
Some sort of horse collar.
If he calls face mask, Coach Conley is going to lose it. Oh, boy. Well, that's the wrong call.
Coach Conley is about 5 yards out onto the field, letting the referee know what he thinks about it.
If that was a face mask, more than one official 25 yards away would have thrown a flag. So the penalty against the Panthers will move it to the 10. It certainly looked like a violent tackle, but it was not a face mask. So it'll be first and goal Lake Erie with perhaps the last play of the quarter. Gallagher will keep up into the hole, dives inside the five. The Storms say he's in, but the officials say he is short. Panthers say they've come away with a football. And it appears all they're going to do is set the ball down at the one-yard line. And it is the last play of the quarter. And that's what our official confirmed. So it'll be first or second and goal for Lake Erie when we come back. They trail Panthers 21-7. More to come for Panther Field on this after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
This is Charlie Dace back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Grand Valley State jumps out to a 7-0 lead over Wayne State as the first quarter is starting to wind down in that one. And Bear State finds themselves leading Northwood 14-0 as they have just begun the second quarter in that game. Let's now head back out to our game at Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. End of one. Panthers are on top by a score of 20. I don't know what I'm going to do with these. 21-7. I'm going to hold on for dear life to this piece of paper. Panthers about gained Lake Erie 221-136. So we've only had 357 yards of total offense in one quarter today. That's not bad. 21-7 Panthers on two touchdown runs by Mark Nichols and a touchdown reception by Nate Weeks. And Lake Erie, Matt, has got the ball at the one. And those who paid to get in here today got not only a football game, but a little a play in between periods as Coach Conley was demonstrating with the official on why that should not have been a face mask penalty.
Yeah, the way he was acting with the official, he might be still talking about it after the game with him. But
all right, first play, second quarter. Storm to our right now have it at the one. They're going directly into the wind, which shouldn't affect them here. And it'll be Gallagher, the quarterback, to keep up into the hole, and he didn't get in. Somebody got a head in the hat in there and got him square and brought him down at the one. It'll be third and goal from the one-yard line for Lake Erie now.
Yeah, I would imagine if they don't get it here and ODU gets a stop, they probably go for it. Being down 21-7 and the wind going directly left to right, or right to left, I'm sorry, for the field goal kicker.
It'll be Bylaw up into the hole, and this time he'll make his way into the end zone for a Lake Erie touchdown. So just 28 seconds in, and Lake Erie is back into the end zone now to make it a one-score game again.
We got a shootout on our hands so far, Todd.
And the point after now coming up, so Lake Erie for the first time will have to deal with the extra point and kicking directly into the wind, which Brent Wally didn't have trouble with his three times in the first half. Galbraith on the season has missed on six. And now they finally have it all lined up. And with all of that, Lake Erie moved. I mean, that took forever.
Yeah.
With the offensive lineman being set in a position there for a lengthy period of time.
For as quickly as their offense
moves
with the tempo, and special teams isn't quite up to par on that level. Mm. Like we're in a wind tunnel.
We are. So they will retry the point after now, finally. They get everything sorted out. Snap is back, a little high in the hole. The kick, did it get through? It did. Boy, just hooked inside the left upright. And Lake Erie now has made it a 7-point game with 14:32 to play here in our second quarter. And the Panthers are going to get the ball for the first time with the win. fans, have you been to the official athletic home of ODU Sports? Well, DominicanPanthers.com, your all-access pass to Panther Sports. Every day, new content is made available to you, whether it's an article, photos, even videos that allow you to keep up on the very latest in ODU athletics. Go to DominicanPanthers.com, the official athletic site of the Panthers. 14:32 to play now in the first half. And Ohio Dominican leads by the score of 21-14. There have been a combined six possessions in this game, and we have five touchdowns.
You know, the offense has looked really good so far after the inefficiency of it last week. And, you know, we just got to keep on rolling. I don't think we're going to stop Lake Erie on offense today. I think we just have to hope to contain them. And, you know, as a result of that, we're going to have to keep putting up not only scoring drives, but touchdown drives. The field goals aren't going to cut it here. And just a narrow one-touchdown lead, the offense just needs to keep on churning like it has through the first three possessions.
Well, now the kick return could be very interesting, as it was last time. They'll send it up into the air. Abe Johnson will back up and fair catch it at the 30-yard line, and that's where ODU will have it. I mean, it's one of those things where the kickers would want to keep it along the ground, you would think, to try and get a little more distance. Before you kick that thing straight up into the air, it's going to be a challenge today for anybody to catch the football.
Yeah, and a nice job by the special teams coaching job with the return game. They had Abe Johnson and Casey Williams up close, so if it was a short kick, got a couple of receivers out there that know how to catch the ball, and Abe Johnson was able to pull it down to give them the ball here on the 30-yard line.
So first down and 10 now for Ohio Dominican, going right to left, leading 21-14. We played just 28 seconds of the second quarter. Nate Weeks in motion to the right. Brandon Schoen is the back. Miller to play fake. Going to look deep downfield for Ronald McLeod. He's behind the receiver, the defender who fell down, and McLeod dropped the football.
Oh, man. Had him wide open side. That was going to be another touchdown. A nice job by McLeod to get the separation on the defender there and hit him right in the hands. He just bobbled it and dropped it, and you could hear the reaction from the fans. That would have been the home run ball, as they like to say.
Only thing I can think of is Ronald turned and looked up into that sun and just maybe got on him a little quicker than he thought. Second down and 10, it's shown up into the hole. Met at the line of scrimmage, fights forward for a couple, and it'll be third down at about 8 now coming up for ODU. That would have been a one-play, 70-yard strike, and, you know, the Panthers have had big plays, and they've already had another one today of 64 yards and a touchdown. That means now Ohio Dominican has had a play of at least 58 yards or more every game. And almost, they've had one of 70 or more in four of the last five. That would have been 70. Third down play now coming up for ODU, third and 7. They need the 40 for a first down. Storm showing blitz. Miller takes a low snap. Fake pump now to this left side for Stewart. He's got it in the Lake Erie territory. Knocked out of bounds on the sidelines. And it'll be first down at the 43-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 20 on the throw by Miller.
Yeah, nice job on third down to convert and just getting back to that misplay there on first down. I like the play calling on that. Not let off the gas despite Lake Erie scoring on their last drive and just keep going right at the throat.
First down and 10 from the Lake Erie 44-yard line. Panthers lead 21-14. Brandon Schoen straight up the middle. He'll meet Marcus Rogers at the 41 and be dropped right there. So a gain of 3 on the play for Brandon Schoen. And the Panthers will go back to a two-back set now as Nate Weeks will check out and Mark Nichols will come into the lineup, as the Panthers will have second and 7 coming up now from the Lake Erie 41-yard line. Ronald McLeod, Abe Johnson to the right. Des Stewart over here to the left side now, as the two backs will settle on either side of Mark Miller. On second down and 7, play fake, throw right for Abe Johnson. Cuts back to his left. Good defense by Lake Erie. Johnson will pick up about 3, and it'll be third down. Devin Darby, a sophomore safety, came up and made the tackle. Third down coming up for ODU.
Yeah, big third down right here, Todd, at the 39-yard line, Lake Erie's 39-yard line. Out of field goal range, not sure if we would try that anyway on the windy day that we're
Maybe
having.
Maybe try it from this side of the field today. If they're going that direction.
Flip the field.
Third down here. ODU's going to need the 34 for a first, so we'll call it third and 4 here. Johnson and Stewart left, Ronald McLeod to the right. Schoen behind Mark Miller. He got the Storm to jump at the free play. Miller going to throw one for Abe Johnson, who was held. Penalty marker comes in. The pass is incomplete. And you've got two fouls here. Somebody jumped off sides on the left side of Lake Erie's line. And then Darius Hogan mugged Abe Johnson downfield, not allowing him to get free for a potential touchdown. And so after they sort all this out, the Panthers are going to have a first down one way or the other.
A lot of action going on that play.
Officials have to be careful when they throw their flags that they don't land on Panther Parkway. Panthers will decline the offside penalty. They'll take the pass interference penalty, which will spot the football all the way down to the 23-yard line. So the Panthers pick up 15 free yards right there, and it'll be first down for Ohio Dominican now with the football at the 23-yard line with 12:13 to play in the first half, and ODU already leads 21-14.
Officiating crew earning a few more brownie points back with Coach Conway.
First down play, and Miller will give to Schoen on a counter. Straight through the middle, spun around at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and down right there. Boy, Brandon Schoen, strength showing right there as he gains 18 yards and an ODU first down.
Yeah, he was just a wrecking ball through the line. Had just Lake Erie defenders bouncing off him left and right, and just kept those legs moving and got the big gain to get first and goal.
Panthers on their fourth possession, looking for their fourth first half touchdown. Miller gives right for Brandon Schoen, sweeping that way, turns on the jets, got to the pylon, and he's in for a Panther touchdown. Brandon Schoen with his sixth rushing touchdown of the season, and Ohio Dominican now leads 27-14.
And Brandon Schoen, 5'11", 205-pound sophomore out of Olentangy Orange. Ran out to the right side there, and we've talked about it so many times this season, Todd. He's such a patient runner, and kind of swept out to the right, waited for the hole to open, and turned on that extra speed that he's got into the end zone.
And Brent Wally out to try the extra point here for ODU, another All-American candidate for Ohio Dominican. Snyder puts it down, and Brent puts it through. Timeout on the field, 11:49 to play first half. It is now Ohio Dominican 28, Lake Erie 14. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Davis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. They're just about to start the second quarter, and because of an 85-yard kickoff return by Val Showers, Wayne State trails Grand Valley State 14-7, and Finley leads Malone 14-7 with 7:55 to go in the second quarter. Back out to Panther Field, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Panthers score on a 7-play, 70-yard scoring drive in just 2 minutes and 43 seconds. And now lead by a score of 28-14 after Wally's extra point. And Brent now will kick the football away. He'll send it airborne, and that will land deep into the end zone. Wally, who had 57 kickoffs and only 3 touchbacks coming in, he's going to try and add to that touchback stat today, especially kicking from our right to left. So the Panthers now with 276 yards of total offense, Lake Erie with 137, and they'll have Brendan Gallagher and the Storm offense back out onto the field. He's off to a 9-for-11 start for 85 yards, and he's also got 53 yards rushing on 9 carries on the day. So they have not disappointed offensively, and now it's up to the Panthers here to be challenged a little bit to see if they can get a stop here and get the football back. First down and 10. They'll throw out here to Thomas on the near side, 25, and he's ahead to the 29 and down right there. And making the tackle was Nico Tanksley for Ohio Dominican, senior out of Walnut Ridge, playing in his 31st game here today. He's got 3.5 tackles for loss and a couple of sacks this year. Gain of 5 on the play for Mike Thomas. And second down now coming up for this Storm offense. And Gallagher drops back, throws near side, and DeAndre Harris will put his big hand up there, and Harrison will knock it down. The 6'4 sophomore out of Centennial High School. Big impact last week in his first game back. Able to use that elbow brace right there and knock it down.
Yeah, it's good to see him back on the line performing as we saw him do earlier in the season and get there and get a big paw on the ball.
Third down and 5 now. Big play here for the ODU defense. Gallagher to throw. Panthers bring an extra man. Schickler, the catch going nowhere. Akins and McCurdy bring him down after a gain of 2 on the crossing pass.
I'll tell you, Todd, this is a big series right here for the defense. If you can get the ball back into the hands of the offense up 2 scores with that little bit of breathing room that you have, we've seen Lake Erie been able to answer so far all but on one offensive series. And you know, we just had that narrow 7-point lead before that last scoring drive, but nice job by the defense to get Lake Erie to go 3 and out here and get the ball back with the 2-touchdown lead.
Now it's 4th and 2. They're going to punt, or at least send the punting unit out there, kicking directly into the wind. They snap it back, and Boylan off the side of his foot, coming to the, it's up to the middle of the field, I guess I should say. It will be down right there. That's a 17-yard punt. I talked earlier with offensive coordinator Todd Goble for ODU and said, look, if you're in your own territory going left to right and it's 4th and 1 or 2, do you think about going for it? Because you know the punt's going nowhere.
Right.
But Lake Erie chose to go ahead and kick it away, and they only picked up 17 yards there. And so ODU will have the ball right at midfield with 10:27 to play in the half, leading 28-14.
Yeah, nice field position, and you'll have the Dominican offense has all the momentum in the world right now. 4 series, 4 touchdowns, and like to see that keep going right here. Maybe go for another shot at the jugular here after we saw in the last series with that first down, that long first down pass to McLeod.
Panthers had too many men out onto the field here, so they will get called for a penalty. Hey, you talked about the penalties. There's been a few more called today than we ordinarily see in our games here. And again, we inch our way towards a potential playoff berth a couple of weeks away. We'll know a week from tomorrow. But I've looked at some of the teams that are in the region, and there seems to be a grand amount more of penalty called in other conferences than there are in this conference. When you take the best team in the Lone Star Conference, had about 65 more penalties called against them than ODU had called this year. And it would seem to be everybody across the board. Miller will look to throw. Downfield. Penalty marker is out. McLeod is there. Can't make the catch near the 10, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. There was going to be a holding penalty against ODU. One of the Panther linemen had somebody collared, and it's a good thing because Mark Miller never would have got that pass off without that holding penalty.
Right.
But back to my point, it'll be interesting when you get to the next season, the playoff season, and if you end up having to travel out west and play with the officiating crew that you don't know where it's going to be coming from,
right,
they could potentially call the game completely different than you are used to by your officials in your conference. And little things like that that you almost got to start looking and planning for down the road.
Yeah, and the other thing is you do have to give credit to Ohio Dominican and the way that they've been playing games and how clean they've been playing.
There is Nichols sweeping around the right end on 1st and 20, and he'll pick up about 6 or 7. Go ahead.
Of course, at this point, if you ask Coach Conley, he'll probably say that we have too many penalties in this conference. But, I think as long as you take care of your business and don't do anything stupid like a holding play like
right,
we just saw, I think we should be all right.
Second down at about 14. Miller now with Nichols behind him. Ball back at the 41-yard line. Mark will roll to this near side. Looks and throws to Stewart. Catches the 45. Sidesteps one over to midfield. That'll be a gain of 9. And it'll be 3rd down and 5. But I guess back to my point, what is not a holding penalty in this conference
right,
may be a holding penalty called by, you know, officials in another conference.
Very
they may
true,
call it much more tighter than they do in this conference. So, I mean, just those types of things, the receivers blocking downfield.
Yeah.
Maybe that gets called more frequently at other conferences. You just don't know. 3rd down and 5 now for ODU going right to left, leading 28-14. 9:18 to play first half. Miller out of the pistol, and the Panthers have moved. A false start is a false start in any conference. How about that?
Yeah, it looks like Deion Selman got a little jumpy there on the right side, his right guard position. But to your point, Todd, I mean, I believe that once we do get to that point and get some film on some teams, that they'll get a good read, the coaching staff and the team will get a good read on sort of how those games are called, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to adjust. I mean, I think you have a good point about the receivers downfield blocking since we do that so much.
Right. First, our third down and 10 now for ODU. They need to get to the Storm 45. Miller takes the shotgun snap, throws down the middle for Abe Johnson. The catch, first down, 35, and to the 34 of Lake Erie. What a throw by Mark Miller. Zipped it right over the middle, and Abe Johnson makes the catch for a first down.
Yeah, he was pretty much wide open the entire way, pointing it at the snap. Abe Johnson, 5'10", 180-pound junior out of Cincinnati Tech. Getting a nice gain there on for the first down.
From the Storm 34, Mark Nichols straight up the middle. Somebody tagged him on the way by but couldn't bring him down, and he forces his way to the 30. Gain of 4 on the play for Mark Nichols. I see why. He lost his towel. So the tackler got the towel, didn't get Nichols. And now it'll be second down, and ODU will have a quad diamond of receivers to the right. Butler, Nichols, McLeod, and Johnson with Stewart over here to the near side on second down. Empty backfield for Miller. He's looking right, throws to Abe Johnson, slipped through his hands, and is incomplete. So it'll be third down and 7 coming up now for ODU. Clock stops with 8:03 to play in the first half.
Miller wanted to go left to Stewart over here on the near side and didn't have it, went over to the right, opted for Abe Johnson. Unfortunately, he didn't see Ronald McLeod wide open there in the seam, but you know, third down and long, and done so good so far, so good on third down today, which is an area we struggled in this season all year.
37% on the season, but only 25% over the last four games. Third down and 7. They need the 24 for a first down. Miller takes the snap. They throw right for Abe Johnson. Work to do. He's going to get to the 30, and that's going to be all. So picked up about a yard. And now a decision, and it's going to be made that the field goal unit will come onto the field for ODU.
It'll be interesting.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
I think on that, we were joking at the break on the extra point on the last touchdown, the Ohio Dominican touchdown. I think it landed over in Newark. Got the wind going right to left.
Well, this will be a 47, which Wally has two of them from 47 this year. And I think the Panthers are going to let their short one out there. So Casey Williams will trot out. The Panthers will have to use a timeout here because the play clock was down to 4. And so on this possession, one play where they had too many in the huddle, and this time they didn't have enough out there. So this will give everybody a chance to gather their selves for this field goal try by Brent Wally, who on yesterday was named a first-team All-GLIAC soccer performer. I mean, here's a guy we've documented, plays two sports at Ohio Dominican. He is a starter on the GLIAC championship soccer team that'll play in the tournament championship game on this field tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and was a first-team All-Conference performer as a sophomore. And he could potentially be an All-American place kicker at Division II with the season that he is having. He has two of the three longest kicks in the GLIAC this year. He's both of them again at 47, which matches the school record. So they will put it down here for another 47-yard try. Ball is on the right hash mark with the wind, and again, the wind kind of blowing a little left to right. Hayes snaps it. Snyder puts it down. They'll kick with plenty of leg, and it is good. Unbelievable kick for Brent Wally. 7:14 to play first half. Timeout on the field. It is now Ohio Dominican 31 and Lake Erie 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This
is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ferris State starting to pull away. The Bulldogs now lead the Timberwolves of Northwood 21-0 with 13:03 to go in the second quarter. Now back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Charlie, 31-14. Panthers now on top after the 47-yard field goal by Brent Wally. And with 7:14 to play in the second quarter, Wally has the ball teed up, held by Daytwan Harris, and Wally will bang this one, and it's just short of the goalpost. He's trying to make another one.
That's right. You know, it's funny, Todd, on that last scoring drive with the field goal, before they called the timeout, Wally was out there grabbing a little bit of the turf to throw it in the air to see what direction the wind was blowing. I was like, it's blowing every which way, but that strong leg of his was able to punch it through from 47 yards, and it was pretty amazing.
All right, so the Panthers now, defense, got their second stop of this first half. Ohio Dominican has scored on all five of its possessions now, four touchdowns and a field goal, and the Storm offense comes back out, trailing by 17 points with still an eternity to go in the second quarter. And on first down, Gallagher will keep. He ran right in to one of the Panthers' down linemen, and that might have been Harrison, and it was.
Yeah.
DeAndre Harrison made that tackle for ODU. Was able to shed the blocker, and right there, a loss on the play for Gallagher.
Yeah, almost like a little read option type of play, and he kept the ball, and Harrison sniffed it right out.
Throw left side this time, and a catch and an immediate tackle by Justin Bell of Jamon Chester. So Chester will gain two. It'll be third down and nine. That's kind of the danger of this high-tempo offense the teams will run, because if it turns into a three and out, that is a very quick three and out.
Mm-hmm.
And Gallagher now with third down and nine. They need to get all the way to the 35. Panthers are coming from every angle. Throw down the middle is caught at a first down. And fortunately, it was Van Fletteren falling and making the catcher. That would have been a touchdown. I think the Panthers brought about eight guys that time. And it'll be first down now for Lake Erie from the 41.
Yeah, credit the turf monster with the tackle on that one. Because you're right, Todd. He had nothing but daylight out in front of him. It would have been six more on the board for Lake Erie.
He might have been blown down. It'll be a handoff to Bylaw and nowhere to go. Boy, he was wrapped up again. DeAndre Harrison again makes the tackle for ODU. The sophomore playing in his 17th game here today. Already 7.5 career sacks for DeAndre Harrison, who played limited time a season ago. Had the injury at Walsh early in the game. Came back last week for the Panthers and now playing well again today. Second and nine. Bylaw sweeping near side. Culbertson turns him back inside and another tackle made by Harrison. That's his third play in about four plays on this series.
I'll tell you, this defense has really turned it up here with the last two possessions that Lake Erie has had and has kind of been stifling. Put them in another third down and long position here and be nice to get another big stop to get the ball back with a 17-point lead.
Need to get to the Panther 48. Panthers bringing seven again. This time Harrison gets him back at the 30-yard line. DeAndre Harrison with the series of his life right there. And the sack back to the 31 will be a loss of 13 and the punting unit onto the field for Lake Erie.
Is it too early to call a defensive player of the week?
I was thinking the same thing just on that series alone. My goodness.
Good to have him back there anchoring that defensive line, and it's the right time to get hot.
Well, Lake Erie doing a little shifting here, and Tanner Wells is going to punt. He's going to left foot rugby style it. That was pretty good. And it'll bounce near the 40 and be down to around the 42-yard line. So Lake Erie shifts a blocker back, then he becomes their punter and did a good job of getting that one downfield, and ODU will still have really good field position at their own 42 with 4:35 to play, now in the second quarter leading 31-14.
It'd be nice to get some more points on the board here going into the break, Todd, and especially because Lake Erie will get the ball back in the second half. Extend that lead a little bit, get that breathing room.
First down and 10 now for the Panthers offense. Football at the 42-yard line going right to left with the wind. Two in the backfield here for ODU, and Miller will give to Mark Nichols. Sweeping to the near side. They've got him strung out. Reverses his field, but nowhere to go as the Storm, with a good effort defensively there, were able to make the stop.
Yeah, he had the blockers there. It was just They got the push and bobbled it up.
Ty Law made the tackle. Go ahead, partner.
Yeah, we got a injured Lake Erie player down on the field about the 40-yard line.
Okay, couldn't find him all the way over there on that side. The play was over here. So
yeah, yeah.
I got lost on where our player was over there on the field. Panthers carrying right now, 13-game win streak, longest in Division II. Too shy of tying the school record for 15 in a row, the end of the 06 season, and then the first 12 games of 2007. And, Matt, the Panthers have won 20 of the last 23 games played, and those three losses are last year to three nationally ranked teams when the Panthers played them, Hillsdale, Grand Valley, and Ashland. And Ashland, of course, was the playoff team, the only representative of the Gleeoc in the postseason a year ago. It is remarkable what Coach Conley and his staff and what the players have been able to accomplish in a short amount of time. And, I mean, as Coach Conley has said, you know, eventually we want this to be the norm
right here.
And we're not, you know, amazed or surprised or shocked at the win streaks and totals and things of that nature, that this just becomes everyday life here on outside of Sunbury Road. Second down and 13 now. After they get the player off the field, and Nichols with a nice hole left side, 40, 45, the midfield ran over a man, and finally Rogers brings down Nichols at the 44-yard line. That'll be 17 for Mark Nichols and a Panther first down.
A nice job by Mick Nichols after that first down play where he got bottled up, lost a bunch of yards, and get down into Lake Erie territory with about 3:50 to go in the first half.
First down at 10 from the 44. Nichols leads. Brandon Schoen out there. He'll carry up into the hole, and, oh, he stumbled down at the 36, or he might have taken that one the distance. He was able to slide through, ran into somebody, and then fell down.
And Todd, just to finish your thought there on that 13-game winning streak, ODU's outscoring opponents 527-210, so they're doing it rather convincingly.
Second down and three. It's Brandon Schoen sweeping left. He's got room. 35, 30 to the sideline, 25, and tripped up at the 17-yard line. Oh, he was an eyelash away as Austin Hoflich made the tackle that time from going the distance.
Now Brandon's smelling blood in the water after those two runs there, and hungry to get in the end zone again, but he lost a shoe on that play, so we got Mark Nichols in there.
Hey, there's another guy that can run the ball, I think, right?
It's Ronnell Spates, I believe.
You got Spates out there. Mark Nichols with 132 yards in this first half. First down from the 18-yard line, it is the senior Spates, and he'll run up into the hole, and Rogers has got a hold of him. Ronnell Sr. out of Villa Angela, St. Joe. We've talked about him a couple of times. This guy was the starting running back at the beginning of last season,
mm-hmm.
when nobody had heard of Brandon Schoen, and Mark Nichols was battling injuries. And Ronnell Spates was Wally-pipped by Brandon Schoen, and he has stuck with the program. He has become a good special teams player in covering kicks and punts for ODU. And the senior Ronnell Spates getting a little playing time here today. He will exit. It is second down and eight now for ODU. Nichols back in there, two receivers right, and they'll hand to Nichols up into the hole over the 15 to the 14-yard line. So a gain of two on the play for Mark Nichols as the clock trickles down to 2 minutes to go now in the first half of action.
Another third down here, Todd, and they can't convert. I won't feel as nervous about going for a field goal here after that last one by Brent Wally, that 47-yarder, which would have probably been good from about 60.
Nick McKnight is out there at wide receiver with Abe Johnson right, Casey Williams over here, single coverage to the left. Nichols to the left of Mark Miller on third and seven from the 14-yard line. Mark now will take the shotgun snap, looking left for Williams, and Williams misread where Mark Miller wanted him to go, and the pass ball's incomplete, and they're lucky it wasn't intercepted by Richardson.
Yep.
And the field goal unit will come back out. Well, you knew where the ball was going.
Yeah.
He had single coverage over here to the near side, but they just weren't on the same page.
No, Mark Nichols tried to throw a little out pass, and Casey was going towards the middle, and just a little bit of miscommunication there.
So Wally will come out, and again, short one. Hey, we're short our long snapper. Is that a problem? Senior Tyler Hayes has one job and one job only. And he just now got there. Wally for a 31-yarder. It's up and it's good. That seemed very pedestrian.
Yeah.
1:35 to play now in quarter number two. And it is now Ohio Dominican on top by the score of 34-14 over Lake Erie. Well, Ohio Dominican will close out the regular season next week and will be on the road and take on the Malone Pioneers. And Ohio Dominican will be back at Fawcett Stadium for the second time this year. Hopefully we'll have a little less lightning than we had in the game up there earlier in the season at Walsh. And game time will be at noon next week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. And our pregame will begin at 11:30. It'll be Ohio Dominican and Malone next week, next Saturday, to wrap up the regular season. And then the Panthers will sit back and wait on Sunday for the announcement of the postseason teams and figure out how everything is going to play out. Again, the Panthers this week remain second in Super Region 4 behind CSU Pueblo. Saginaw Valley third, Grand Valley snuck in at 6th. So right now, if things were to hold true, it would be Saginaw and Grand Valley in the first round. Panthers would await the winner, but it won't stay that way. As Lake Erie bobbles the kickoff, and it is finally recovered by Jackson and covered by senior Grant Jones near the 13-yard line. And the reason I say that it will not stay Saginaw and Grand Valley 3-6, those two teams play each other to end the season next week. So it would be very unlikely to have them meet in week 11. And then play again the following week in the playoffs. So still a lot to be determined. If the Panthers just take care of business, then things should not change for them, as they would be the number two seed, would get a first-round bye and a second-round playoff home game. Lake Erie with 1:31 to play here in the first half. We'll have it to our left, and Gallagher to throw on first down, left side. It'll be caught, and then immediately ridden out of bounds is Van Fletteren. So a nice little gain on first down, but Lake Erie trailing now by the score of 34-14. Gain of 8 on the play. Second down coming up now with two receivers right and one to the left. And Gallagher will take the snap, looking that way. Now throws, and Schickler's got the catch at the 30. Brad McCurdy will tap him down. That'll be a pickup of about 8, and it'll be first down and 10 now for the Lake Erie Storm. 1:20 left here in the first half. Gallagher has it out to the 30, will take the snap, looking to his left, throws. It'll be caught, Van Fletteren at the 35, and then will be down at the 41-yard line. That'll be another first down, and the Storm, Matt, moving right down the field here.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be pretty big defensive stop here. If they can get into the locker room with a 20-point lead, they really need to buckle down before the half.
Gallagher takes the step. Harrison pressures him. He eludes him, then throws out of bounds over here on the near side. And Bill Conley with a great catch for the Panthers.
Still has those hands there, Todd, from his old playing days at Ohio State.
Able to crack a little bit of a smile. Trainer Jamison French right there on the spot to make sure he's okay. Make sure he didn't pull something right there. 1 minute to play here in the second quarter. 34-14, Panthers with the lead. And Brendan Gallagher rolls left, pressured. Nothing but black shirts around him, and they finally bring him down. Warren Shields and Jordan Murph were there. And boy, Brendan Gallagher seemed like every place he turned and looked, all he saw was a yellow D-paw flying at him.
Yeah, Todd, that's a nice adjustment that the defense has made today so far. We saw in the first half, Brendan Gallagher was able to get a lot of yards on those runs, on those little read options and such, and the defense has made some nice adjustments to kind of bottle them up.
And, man, I think more than anything is Lake Erie has called a timeout here. When you get the lead against a defense like this and you want to play a little riverboat gambler and bring some pressure, you can do that considering you've got a 20-point lead right now.
Yeah, and they were hanging tight only with the 7-point deficit there earlier in the half, but ODU's been able to pull away, and they're able to do a few more things on defense as a result.
Coming up at halftime, Charlie will be by, and he'll control things in a little less windy St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios. We'll have our Panther spotlight with General Dennis Leitch, and he will talk about the Patriots program here at Ohio Dominican University. Charlie will update you on scores. We'll have stats for you as well later on at halftime. Panthers right now lead 34-14 with 52 seconds to play in the second quarter. Panthers have scored on all six of their possessions today, four touchdowns, two field goals. Gallagher to throw with flags down on 3rd and 13. He'll move forward to the 45 and dropped at midfield, which is a yard short of the first down. Jordan Murph in there on the tackle for ODU. Let's see what the flag is. The Storm linemen are pointing in the way of ODU, so they think that ODU lined up offside. So it'll either be 4th and 1 or 3rd and 8. See what Coach McNeely of the Lake Erie Storm chooses to do in his 7th season, the only coach Lake Erie has ever had. Boy, this would be a tough decision, partner.
Yeah, I would think...
Yeah, they're going to take the penalty because 4th and 1 and you go for it and don't get it. I mean, they may just send Wally out to kick it right now.
So they, down here on the field, and it's windy on top of that press box, but it seems even windier down here.
3rd and 8, they throw out to the left. Thomas the catch. Dominic Clegg is out there, and the senior out of Bishop Watterson makes the tackle. Well, now it would have been 4th and 1. Now it's 4th and 5, and the clock is stopped. And did he say Lake Erie called time? He did. Wow. So Lake Erie burns a timeout on what will now be 4th and 6 with 33 seconds to go. They may have just done ODU a favor.
Yeah, stopping the clock like that, I don't unless they got some kind of one of their gadget trick plays up their sleeve going into the half. I mean, they're going against the wind, so I can't imagine any type of long pass downfield would be very successful, but kind of helped ODU out on this one.
I mean, unless they're thinking, well, we're down 20, we got nothing to lose at this point, we might as well at least go for it. But now, like I said, you go back to it, they would have had 4th and 1. So, it's they actually spotted the ball out near the 47. So it'll be 4th and a long 4, and they will bring the offense out onto the field. So they will have Van Fletteren and Schlickler over here to the near side. Jackson and Chester are to the other side. Gallagher to throw downfield. He's got a man, but it's incomplete. He had Van Fletteren, and it just floated right over top of him. Incomplete pass, and ODU will take over at the Lake Erie 47-yard line.
I have to say, Todd, that was a good play call by Lake Erie, and that pass came right over towards me, right in my direction, and it was right on the money, just off the fingertips of Van Fletteren. And, you know, you got to give him credit for trying to take a shot here at the end of the first half with 28 seconds left, and I would imagine we would probably kneel on it here.
Oh, you think so? Really? 28 seconds? Timeouts left? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Maybe we can get Wally to try one from this distance.
Maybe. They had that deep ball working with the wind here. Let's see what the Panthers choose to do. Offense is out there, and Miller's going to work out of the pistol formation. And Mark's going to look to throw. Deep drop this time. Downfield for Des Stewart. He's got it at the 15. Cut to the 5. He's in. Touchdown, ODU. You are no offensive coordinator, my friend.
Oh, man, that's risky, but I'll take it. I'll take the points, take the touchdown, and extend that lead going into the half.
Nothing about what Lake Erie did just made any sense to me whatsoever. And the Panthers with another touchdown to make it now 40-14 with 18 seconds to go. And Wally out for the extra point. Low snap handled nicely by Snyder and put through by Brent Wally. 18 seconds left now in the first half, and Mark Miller on the touchdown pass, his 17th of the season, to Des Stewart, his 4th of the season, and it is now 41-14 Ohio Dominican.
Yes, Todd, I think you're exactly right going back to when Lake Erie had the ball there. They just stopped the clock, gave us a chance to get the ball back, and, you know, it's an interesting play calling from their coach's perspective, but, you know, if they're going to give us the opportunity to get the ball back with some time left, might as well try to get some more points on the board.
So the Panthers extend the lead to now 41-14. And Wally will be kicking it away. Well, you go from one extreme to the other. Last week, the Panthers couldn't move the ball to save their lives, and today they've scored on all seven first-half possessions as Wally's kick will be knelt down by Jackson in the end zone. So, now, you want to try that prediction again here with Lake Erie? Then just take a knee.
I think they're going to go for it.
Oh, boy. Well, it's been an enjoyable first half for Ohio Dominican here. Maybe not the best of weather conditions today with the wind gust. We're going to put 2 seconds back on the game clock here, but that'll be just enough for Ohio Dominican to take an, or Lake Erie to take a knee here, and they will trot off to the locker room. And the Panthers here in the first half, kind of Finley-esque, 407 yards of offense in the first half of play, and the Panthers will take to the locker room a 41-14 advantage. Charlie Danis will be coming up next in the studios of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, but now it's Matt Natale and head coach Bill Conley.
Coach, first of all, nice catch there on the sidelines, but offense looks a lot different than it did last week. Struggled to move the ball last week, but right now you got a 41-14 lead going into the half. What was the difference? What was the adjustments that you made from this last week to this week?
Oh, I think the biggest thing, we had been off for 2 weeks, and I think we just couldn't hit the rhythm. The weather wasn't very good over there, but I got to tell you what, you know, with the wind blowing here, our guys have really played well, and defense got adjusted there and, you know, got the ball back a few times, stuff like that, but I think we've scored every time we've had the ball.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing is to keep the punter on the sideline.
And what about maybe some adjustments to make in the second half? I mean, Lake Erie has shown they've been able to move the ball and they've gotten a couple touchdowns.
They're very dangerous. And we got to play, when we play our man coverage stuff, we got to keep inside. It's all technique stuff. It's all technique stuff.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
41-14, the Ohio Dominican Panthers with the lead here at halftime. Coming up, it'll be Charlie Dinas in the studios. Take it away, Charlie.